Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hope you're not full, because we're serving up your morning show leftovers right now.
Hello. Welcome to your morning show leftover podcast, where it's us, but leftover, baby. My name is John. Hello. Rose is over there.
Hello.
Got a hoodie over there. Riley is out on a little vacay, so you got us, fam.
Yeah.
And boy, do we have stories for you?
Do we got the stories or
oh,
what?
Oh, my freaking God, bro. Where to begin? First of all, to everybody who's sent stuff in for the birthday stuff, there's a lot of stuff coming. It's very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Very nervous. Oh, also, too, there's a package coming on Monday that I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago. There's a listener who customizes shoes, and she's customizing a pair of Chewy Nikes for me.
I've seen the teasers of it, and it looks so cool.
I'm really excited. I might open that one early because I kind of want to see.
You should absolutely open that early
because
she
really
was doing
cool.
that before. Like this wasn't a birthday specific thing, right?
No, okay. But it's like the cool thing. It's cool for us, I think, to just. Like when we get to meet you, it's very cool. But to see like how talented some of our listeners are is
so
wild. Like the woman Rain who painted Eric as a mermaid and Rose as a rose. Like she's really talented. And the shoes, I mean. They look really. I'm really excited.
Awesome.
Like she painted Chewie's ears on them, and it looks like it's gonna be really cool. So I think they're supposed to be here Monday, I believe. So that's gonna be
excited to see those.
Yes. If you want to send something for the unboxing itself, which we're doing August 5th, you can 1801 Rockville Pike, Suite 400. Stuff's coming. The biggest thing I've been saying is if you're a small business, this is a great chance to get your name out there.
Absolutely.
And I'm trying to like this, like the new ones that came in. This feels heavy. Which isn't good. There's an Amazon box that's been taped with masking tape. That doesn't necessarily feel good.
That one I would be a little worried about.
Even like the small ones. Like this one came from a crafts place, PA Ooh. Crafts. That's also like it's. So
Ooh,
it's like, I don't know if you should scare the bigger ones more or the smaller ones more. That's going to be
bit of both.
Let's go around the room, do a little popcorn. Rose, what's new with you? What are you looking forward to this weekend?
Well, I got my new haircut, which I'm living for right now. This weekend, I'm very excited because we have friends coming to town. They're coming today to stay with us, and I am very excited to see them, but I'm not fully prepared. I have to go shopping. I need to clean the house. I need to clean the sheets. I need to make sure the guest bedroom is all set up, but it's going to be really fun because we haven't seen them since their wedding, but before that, like, they haven't seen Charlie in, God, it's been at least 3 months for them, if not more. And she's, like, a whole new person. So, we're very excited to just kind of, like, hang out, have a chill weekend with some friends, get some drinks.
Some drink-skies.
All the time. Yeah. And it is my brother's baby shower. I say my brother's because it's a co-ed, but my brother and brother and sister-in-law's baby showers this weekend. So, yeah, I'm excited for that, too. Although, I'm a little worried.
Why?
Well, because my family is very big.
Yeah.
And there's always some sort of family drama.
Oh, of course.
I'm hoping everyone's going to be on their best behavior, but I'm also cautiously optimistic.
At least you know it, like, to expect it, though. At least it's not going to be like a shocking.
Yes. Like, I know who needs to stay away from who. I need to stay away from certain people. But my brother from Colorado is coming to town, too, to take maternity pictures for my sister-in-law. So I'm hoping he can take some pictures of Charlie because she's just so cute.
The best part about Rose's family is that most of my suggested friends on Facebook have Rose's like maiden name. Like, there's a whole clan of them.
I'm the youngest of seven, and oh my gosh!
Oh, Siri,
watch.
You nosy bee.
Conversation.
Yeah.
Yes, I have five brothers and one sister, and they're all married, and then most of them have kids, and so there's a lot.
My
maiden name, very obvious.
Like, well, y'all look alike too. It's not like this is for sure a Rose sibling.
This is absolutely 100%. Popcorn John.
Golfing yesterday was fun. It's one of those things where I'm really good at not thinking and overthinking whatever I choose to do. So when I didn't think, like, pretty easy to do, like, overall, yeah. as far as, like, hitting it, like, far, like, that's, but hit, the short game stuff, eh. But it was fun just to do in general. I didn't realize golf was 4 hours. That was the one thing that was a bit surprising about that. And it was hot, so we would just sweat the whole dang thing.
Did you drive the golf cart or
I rode. I rode, smoked cigars. But the cool thing, Raspberry Falls, it's, like, in the mountains in Leesburg. So it was, like, surrounded by, like, forest and that kind of stuff. Saw a beaver run across the pitch, as they say.
Nice.
Saw a deer run across the pitch as well, which was very nice. So it was fun. It was kind of a cool thing. I just think that it'd be really hard to get into and not obsess over it. So that's something like,
You would be a little fixated on it. I think
playing it as a casual, like every now and every once in 5 years, fine. Picking up as a hobby doesn't seem like it'd be a fun hobby. It seems like it'd be like going fishing. Like, you have to really enjoy going out on the water.
It requires a lot of work. I remember Clint, he did it in college, and he I think originally wanted to go pro, but it takes up so much time. And it's so expensive, too.
Yeah, that's part of, like, the, I'm not going to do that. Then tonight, I'm getting dinner with Molly's brother, who's also my friend, Ryan. So we're excited to do that. And then Sauce was going to come into town. And
is she not anymore?
I don't know if she is. So it's a...
Does she still have pneumonia?
No, but this has changed even, like, as of this morning. So actually,
give us the rundown.
Originally, her parents' wedding anniversary, shouts to a Meg and Tony, is next weekend. Mm-hmm. So she was going to come in that weekend, but her dad's in a fishing tournament. So that, and by the way, he sold the boat.
I love that.
The boat that he promised to take us on. Sauce's dad told us, like, 5 years ago, like, the hoodie, like, one of the comedy shows, like, he's going to let us ride his boat. Never got a chance to ride the boat.
We're giving him grief on the Baltimore show.
Yeah, next boat for sure. So then, so she was going to come in this weekend. Then I guess the weather's not supposed to be good this weekend, and her brother is working all weekend, so she might not come in. So we're kind of waiting to see with that.
Thanks.
Okay, because that's the thing. I talked about it in the Thought Shower, which is out right now. When you move away from home, like, coming back home can be almost more stressful than anything else, because it's like you have to see everybody. That's like the
family, friends.
So I get it. Like, if your family's not here, it's like, well, why would I come back? They're not going to be there. So that's kind of, we'll see what happens with that. We were going to get lunch, me, Molly, and Sauce on Sunday. So I'm not too sure what's going to happen with that. But this weekend, Andrew Day and I wrote some hits. So we're going to work on those over the weekend as well. Yeah. And then I got a binge. I did this stupid thing. I started too many shows. I started the DB Cooper documentary, which is really interesting. And then the, Victoria's Secret one is wild. I'm only episode in yet, but that's really interesting.
Have
as
you
well.
Watched The Summer I Turn Pretty?
I have
has
not.
Has Molly made you watch that?
I have not, but I know you've mentioned it. Is it a sitcom or is it an actual?
No, it's like a romance type of, like, a teen romance. It's it's based on books.
I used to see the Jim Halpert look at the camera. Hoodie did that.
But it's so good. A lot of our listeners have watched it. And
Rose, you broke up. What'd you say?
Oh my gosh! Never mind. You're not gonna watch it. I feel
she's breaking up. Is she connected still?
John, I know your trick. You're not funny.
That's not true. I'm actually Baltimore's radio host of the year. So that's also, too, if you listen. Hey, Baltimore Sun radio host of the year. So that's whatever. It's a flex.
Hey,
and I'm probably going to win next year because I just keep on playing, working, and getting better. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Can I just tell you this? Think about this. I won that award in July. The year's not even over yet. Like, they knew in July, listen, call it. This kid's got it. So that's me. So Hoods, you also have. Are we allowed to say about your set mom? About why you're cleaning the house so much?
Oh yeah, we're good. So yeah, my dad and his wife are coming down or up really because they're from Virginia Beach and they're coming up here. They're taking the Amtrak right now.
Nice. How long's the ride?
4 hours.
Okay, so not bad.
That's pretty nice. Just don't drive. Pretty much just chill on your phone. Essentially, Maura and I have to like deep clean because like. They're really into cleaning, so if things aren't like folded and pressed a certain way, we'll get some comments. So,
okay, how deep clean, like dusting, like, even wait, press isn't like the sheets.
So if there's wrinkles in the curtains, you know,
in
stuff
the
like
curtains?
That.
Yeah,
as long as the sheets are clean, fam.
Okay.
So you've had a lot of people stay in the place already.
Yeah, I mean that's why we kind of the point of us getting the second bedroom was to have people come over, stay over.
That's awesome.
They get drunk and they come home with us. They can go in their own room or whatever. But yeah, so they're coming down. We're going to Nats game tomorrow. It's kind of my go-to move now when family comes up because it's Juan Solo bobblehead
night. It sure is.
So it's Juan Soto. Nats players dressed up as Han Solo as a bobblehead. So apparently that's a thing now that baseball stadiums do, that they do that, and they do Funko Pops now that Eric and I collect, that like they go up in value because only 1,000 whatever they give out.
But baseball, they've had a really hard time with getting people. Like, it's a lot of games and they're long. So if you think, like, if you have season tickets to baseball, that's 81 games.
Yeah.
Then the games themselves are like
fun.
Yeah, but
food,
think about that though. Like, that's 81 games.
Drinks.
Games probably at least 3 hours. So then probably tack an hour on before and after. That's fine. Yep. It's a
lot.
And
if you're maturing, whoo,
it's a lot, a lot. By the way, Hutch, I never thought to ask this. You're from Virginia Beach.
Yes.
You went to Mason.
Yes.
Was your plan to stay up here after college, or just kind of work out the radio station happened?
Kind of just working how we go. You know, I was a political science major my freshman year of college, and then that flipped, thank God. So, because that would have been different me.
So is Cruz, also political science major.
So I've been loving it so far. You know,
so far 5 years in.
Knock on wood,
whatever it is. Yeah, look at that. That's
And then the apartments. You know, I just cursed with the apartment. So
it's still not, the AC's not fixed.
Yeah, so the AC's not fixed. We're currently like in a hold. Like, we'll get back to you.
Hell no.
Oh, it's past 5 o'clock. Can't get back to us now.
No.
He go grab your boy. He just walked by, looked in the window, and lifted his head up like he's being
he's like, I don't want to. I just need to get the promo.
This Eric, executive producer of this show, literally walks by the window, looks in, and throws his head back. And did you say, oh my gosh? That's your thing.
I was trying to just get the stuff so I can send it.
Yeah.
To do the other things that I need
if
to get done.
Only
work.
You could see on the cameras
only,
in your room.
Actually, yours is off.
Only
CP.
You knew.
Is it?
Yeah, it's been off all morning, and I figured you wanted
to just assume you're...
It's off.
I see me. No, it's on.
It was off. It was off when I left the room.
I doubt that. Okay. Cody, can you go check Eric's room?
Go check my room.
I will say there it's is off. Like something going on with cameras, because even my camera, like, I'll see my like picture, and Hoodie's like, your camera's black, and I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, but some days I feel like he's like, it's on now?
Yeah.
Oh, weird.
It was off when I walked out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure it was.
It was.
I'm just sure. Hoodie's got the magic look. You want to know what? Wait, I'm tired, you guys. I wrote a nice speech. We got a lot going on, okay? I'm just trying to get out of here.
Weekend, Eric?
I'm not trying to get out of here. I just want to get things done.
Why?
In a timely manner, because young Hoods has to go take care of his dad.
You know me.
And you probably got to go golfing.
I always like to waste time. That's my big thing about me, is not taking advantage of everything. It's wasting time.
I mean, some days you do. Some days you sit there and you go, I'm going to sit there and I'm going to do anything.
What do you think is the most amount of your time I've wasted, legitimately?
I mean, it's been 10 years, Poppy, so...
Okay, the last
There were a lot of years before you took over, sweetheart.
How many mornings
did I watch you sitting there playing hockey? I'm making my hockey players for my kids. Come on now.
I was helping the youth. Since I took over the reins, I bet you it's less than an hour in 2 years. And the fact that you had to even think
weekend,
about it.
The weekend away in the woods was kind of a waste of time for me. But,
all right.
I do miss it, though. I want to go back.
That
Eric, we had a lot of fun.
Videos?
Yeah.
Yes. Us singing at the fire.
That was, because we started putting, like, you know, we got a little drunk. But, you know.
Yeah.
The drive to the woods.
But can we just say that clip that Eric has admitted over the last 2 years, I've maybe wasted 1 hour of his time.
I never acknowledged
that. You had to think about it.
Of course someone has to think about that. You can't just off the top of the dome know what it is.
Yeah, if it's a certain number, like, there's no way. It's way more than that. The fact that you had to think about it.
I have to think about it with you, because then you do what you just did.
Bring up facts.
I know everything.
I do what I do. You know, represent facts.
Can I just get the promo and get going? Come on.
I want to keep talking.
Let's go.
Oh my gosh.
I want to keep talking, though.
He acts like we're not working right now.
No, 100%. No, Eric, like, thank God. No, Eric, because there's new employees outside, so Eric's got to talk loud.
Oh.
Who is out? There's only Jen and freaking...
And he's out of C's. Yeah, make a point.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. My voice carries.
It really does.
And a couple of the part... Jamie. What's her
name? What is her name?
I forgot.
We have to talk about this. Our new promotions person, he called them the wrong name for 5 straight minutes. And they're like, sorry, that's not my name.
Oh, my gosh. No.
That was yesterday.
Eric, no.
What'd you get wrong?
Jamie.
She's been here for like a year.
Huh?
She's been here for like a year.
Okay. And?
All right.
We're a name badge.
Eric.
I see the same 5 faces. And that's all I know, the same 5 faces.
Well, that is true. She has been here for a year, but like, she's been back in the office.
Right. We had COVID.
That's fair to me.
We had that. The Demic.
Okay, thank you, Eric. The Demic. Yes, Rose.
I understand not knowing people's names because I'm the exact same way, but if I am not 100% sure, I'm not going to say anything at all.
Hoodie, what the hell?
I can't hear what Rose says because I don't have my hoodie's using my cans.
Oh.
The headphones just stopped. Anyway, all right, let's just stop.
Popcorn, let's go.
All right.
The day.
You can,
popcorn, let's go.
What?
I don't know. That's what Hoodie says you guys do. Popcorn, next topic.
Yeah.
Does he listen to the podcast?
No, do you listen to the show?
He does not.
No,
I don't listen to the show. There's
times where, like, if we're on vacation, Eric will send me a sheet of, like, what we're going to play, and I say to him, do you know how this show works? Because this is nowhere near.
That was the one time because you said to look at the one section in the sheet.
Mira Poppy!
And that's why I looked at that, and then I didn't realize that you had those other ones in there. It was a mistake on my part because I looked at what
Eric,
you said.
Look at you.
I followed somewhat of your directions as I hit the microphone, you dumbass. But whatever, let's just tap away. And that was one thing, sir. One thing, okay? God!
What is happening?
You, in therapy, can you please start talking about letting things go?
I do let things go. I do let things go.
No, you hold on to things.
I just don't forget.
Look. But it's not a thesaurus. It's not a dictionary. You are a freaking time capsule. You remember everything.
Thesaurus, dictionary, get the time capsule.
Yeah. That's how the brain works. It's scary. It's scary.
Do I have a memory?
Yeah, your memory is way better than mine.
It's because, this is going to be the longest ass podcast ever. That's because,
Eric, we got to go.
You forgot how long I was here. Because you and I have conversations, and there's people in your life, you never met that person. My dude, for at least 2 years.
Right, because I feel like the first year that you were here, it was weird. It was kind of weird. We hung out a lot, but we drank a lot. So I was like, I don't remember a lot of things that we did.
That's why he doesn't remember it.
Yeah.
We partied really hard.
And on that note, hey, this has been a pleasure. Thanks for listening to the Leftover Podcast.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
The new way to wake up. Your morning show with John and Riley and Rose. Follow us on your iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.